Well now, Friday, May 27, 2016. I'm Dee McClung, and this is Art from Monologues. Thunder and lightning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, let's just do a little recap of the headlines. All right, what do we got here? I see Matt Bias still writing for Yahoo News. What I could say about Matt? Let's just say, I'm not going to say much about Matt. Matt Bai. So that's his title here. National Political Columnist. Yeah. I'll just pass on the compliments for Mr. Bai on this case. Interesting to note. In the past, I have considered Mr. Bai to be a little bit bye-bye in the head, but won't get into that today. Alright, what was it? Torture. Alright, let's just see what this says here. Give me a minute to like get my bearings and what does it say? Twisted Sigma. Alright, we got this 6,700 page report with 37,700 footnotes on what America did in its secret prisons after 2001. Well, I think we know what they did. I think it has been reported. They have been exposed. The only thing they haven't been is held accountable for their crimes. Held accountable for their crimes against humanity. Held accountable for their crimes of barbaric, treasonous, criminal insanity. Not gonna hold my breath waiting for that to happen. How about you? You know why we're not going to hold our breath? Because the bastards are not going to kill themselves. Which I would think anybody who participated in torture of another human being should actually be so disgusted with himself that he blows his fucking brains out. I didn't intend to start this out as a rant, but hey, let's be honest. You torture people, you're an animal. You're disgusting. Let's see now. Let me read this. I see. Here we go. The CIA had openly denounced drafts of the report, which found that extreme interrogation measures actually didn't achieve as much as other methods of intelligence gathering. That the brutality of these measures was often understated, and that the CIA had repeatedly misled officials, including two presidents, about the program. Well now, let's think about this. CIA. Traitors. Criminals. Disgusting slime balls. Let's see now. What should we do about this? I don't know. Until the people of this country get, take their heads out of their ass and get with the program and figure this out and say, they committed crimes against humanity, treason, and they did it in the name of America? In the name of the American people? Well now, there's only one thing to do here. It's not debatable. It's not a question that's hard to figure out. You committed treason. You committed torture. You committed a crime. Arrest them. Try them. Convict them. The evidence is overwhelming, so I'm figuring, you know, they're already found to be guilty in world opinion. I'm talking about people world, not the political world of insane politicians and psychopaths. Oh, I forgot. Since they're guilty, I'm guessing what they did was so bad, so terrible, so heinous, that they should join the likes of Adolf Hitler and his gang of murderous thugs in the hereafter. And the people responsible for that, like, you know, the president, should follow them post haste. Who could we name there that we know very well that's guilty of treason? Guilty of crimes against humanity, guilty of heinous acts of barbarism. I don't know, just for the fun of it, let's name a few. Barack Obama. George W. Bush. Rumsfeld. Dick Cheney. And a cast of hundreds, perhaps even thousands. Round them up. Hang them. Now I'm not being too insensitive, I suppose. I would hope you don't think, oh, that man's just being nasty. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Torture me and see how nasty I get. I feel like I'm being tortured. I'm living in a country that tortures people. And they openly admit it. And they openly seem to think they're going to get away with it. And the American people are like, hey, what now? Beer. Bring me more beer. I know most Americans are not like that. I don't think most Americans actually sit around swelling beer and watching sports on television and watching what's that show, something about loser, fat people who lose weight on television. No, I don't think the most people, most Americans actually sit around and do that. Far too many, I'm sure, do, but that's just my opinion. But let's be realistic here, people. Anybody that tortures another human being, particularly considering that a lot of these people that were tortured were not really guilty of anything. They just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. We know for a fact that some of these people in Guantanamo, for example, were actually innocent victims of some bad guys who turned them over to the United States government, you know, for money, etc. You know, one bad guy, turn this guy into the government of the United States. They'll take care of him. I won't have to kill him myself. You know, a drug lord or what have you. No, the drug lord turning in the other drug lord or what do you think is going to happen now? I don't know. So at any rate, Like I said, I didn't mean to turn this into a rant, but how stupid do you have to be to not figure out that torturing people is wrong? And that's not like a religious opinion. That's, you know, human thinking in, you know, in some sort of reality. Torture people. You're a bad guy. End of story. As for the report, Obama clearly isn't going to declassify the full text of the Senate's mammoth landmark report on torture, and maybe that's the right call. I don't think so. I think it should be exposed 100% to the public now. It's not debatable. It is, after all, our report. Representatives of the United, of the people of this country, conducted the thing, conducted the report, you know, put it together, came up with it. That's our property. It belongs to the American people. We want it. We want it now, period. So let's release it, or let's demand that these people, these bastards, show us the damn report, 100%, period, now, do it. American people should be like clamoring in front of, you know, the Capitol building or Congress building and saying to the Congress and the senators and so forth that have this report in their hands, let's see it, or else, meaning, or else. Sort of like, if you don't give us the report now, if you don't release it and put it out there in the public for every American to see and read all freaking thousands of pages of it, then, hey, put it on the internet. It should be on the internet for the world to see. The American people should demand it. The American people shouldn't allow anyone to get away with not releasing it. And here it is, you know, on the news, here's Matt Bai, you know, saying to us, they've got it, they did it, it was disgusting, they got the report, and they're not going to tell us what's in it. Well, not everything is in it. I'm sorry, people, but let's get clear on this. It's our report. It's the people's report. Our people that we hired, somewhat stupidly and carelessly, apparently, have compiled the report. Now, let's see it, or else. I mean, or else you're going to get in deep shit. Like, we're going to drag you out in the yard and put you under a tree and make a tree ornament out of you. It's our report. Let's see it. And I mean that in just that tone. Why aren't, you know, Americans going to government offices in D.C., Capitol, the Washington, to the president, and, you know, knock, knock, Mr. President, your employers are here. They want to talk to you. They want to see the damn report. What shall we do, Mr. President? And the only comment I want to hear from Mr. President is, give them the damn report. It belongs to them. But Mr. President, it makes us look bad. I'm sorry. You already look bad. You're guilty of torturing people. Excuse me. You know, sometimes I think the American people are like mutant ninja freaking slugs. You know, I'm not a genius, but I sure as hell am smart enough to know what's obvious. All right, take a break. Be back in a second, probably 2 seconds. All right. The, what do you call her? Chairman of the Intelligence Committee. That's ironic, if I ever heard it. If I ever heard anything, what is that? That's almost like a paradox or something, isn't it? Intelligence committee. Yes. There's a lot of intelligent people on that committee. Guaranteed. I doubt it. At any rate, Dianne Feinstein, hardly known as a dovish Democrat, sent 8 top secret copies of the full reports of the president and his top officials at the CIA, Pentagon, Justice Department, the FBI, and the State Department. Oh, excuse me. They already know what's in it. They're the ones that did it. And they certainly remember the people that were before them in the office of president, like George W. Bush. Bushler, I like to call him. They know what he did, and he know what he ordered done, and he knows what happened. They already know. Let's send him a report telling them what they did. Right. Gotcha. Understood. How about this? Send some FBI agents over to the FBI offices and arrest those people. Let's send some CIA operatives over to the CIA and the Pentagon and deliver some justice to those people. I use the word people loosely here. Subhuman slime balls, hardly worthy of breathing air, like us people, like us decent, civilized human beings. All right, if they can get a report, we want the report, because the criminals are getting the report. Ah, how about that? Let's send a secret copy of the report over to the criminals. Why? So they can, what, redact the parts that doesn't make them look good? Maybe the report actually names names of those responsible for committing crimes against humanity and torturing people. I swear to God, Americans are the dumbest people on the planet. Oh, and I say that with expertise observations. All right, hold on. Got to take a breath. Okay. Feinstein reminded the president in his own words regarding torture. Quote, we have to, as a country, take responsibility for that, hopefully, we don't do it again in the future. End quote. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit. We know for a fact that he's not going to take responsibility for his crimes against humanity. Hey, criminal, we know you're guilty. How do you plead? Yeah, right. Why don't we, while we're at it, just appoint the president as the judge and jury in his own trial for treason? Hey, Your Honor. You can refer to me as President Obama. No, I will refer you to as the judge who is judging himself for crimes against humanity. And I'm sorry, Judge, get off the bench. Get down here in the docket where you belong. You're guilty as hell and you know it. We all know it. You just want to live in denial, apparently. Americans are delusional. Most of them. Do I need to guess at how many? I'm going to make a personal guess. Just an opinion, mind you. I have no real concrete evidence to support this. Except my observations. You know, like when I ask 100 people a question about something relevant in the world of reality. And, you know, 99 of them out of 100 say something stupid. And certainly wrong. Hey, I know. Probably not a very, valid scientific process of doing the research on this. But if you ask 100 people, like I did, and I come up with 99 people saying the wrong answer to the obvious question and the obvious answer, I'm thinking, wow, that's 99 out of 100 people got it wrong. That's just scary. Really? Wrong. 99 out of 100. If that's an indication, if you just do the math and, you know, multiply that by however many Americans there are, let's say 300 plus million Americans or people in America, 99% of them, that's how many millions? Let's just go with 300 million and say 99%, 99, 99, 99. You do the math. That's 200 and some million people. Whoa, got it wrong. Amazing. Like I said, that's not a scientific study. Can't claim it to be absolutely true, but that's just my opinion. And as they say, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. All right. Hitting the pause button for a second, I'll be back in a flash. Hey, I guess I was right. The ACLU sued the government, insisting that the report should now be designated as executive record, preserved and subject to disclosure. I think they're onto something there. Why do we have to sue the government to get a report that belongs to us in the first place? What? And yet, they can kick in my door and kill me or drag me off in chains to some dungeon somewhere without a warrant, without charges, without a trial, without a lawyer. Any day of the week, any time. Not just me, they can do it to any one of you. And if you're listening to this in another country, they could probably do it to you too. I've heard of cases where the United States government, in its bastions of criminals, has actually gone to another country and arrested somebody. Yeah, that sounds legit. No. Anyway, let's see now. I guess the ACLU sees it my way. Well, that means I'm not the only one, doesn't it? And they actually have the conviction, or at least the gumption, to sue the government over this report and claim that it belongs to us. Novel idea, right? Yeah, people think I'm crazy. I guess I'm not the only one who's crazy here, who believes that, you know, property of the United States government is our property. We the people, remember? How soon they forget once they become, you know, dim-witted after being subjected to indoctrination, manipulation, conditioning by the mind-benders and the elitists, the globalists, the criminals, the bastards, the torturers. There's lots of things we could call these scum of the earth. But ACL sued. I don't think it should be necessary. I think it just be, a few people in America who are really all Americans, just go to the place and say to the people there at the place, give us a copy of this now, or else we're going to arrest you for obstruction of justice. Drag them out. Tar and feather the ones that resist. All right, what else we got? All right, let me pause while I read the next paragraph. All right, I'm gonna read this to you. I swear it's what it says. I will quote you from the article by Matt Bai. Like, he's credible. I think we can take his word for it this time. Here we go, quote, "This means the president could order senior executive officials to read the report and reflect on it without imperiling secrecy. He should, and here's why. Well, Obama has made it clear that he does not consider Islamic terrorism to be an existential threat to the country, like the Soviet Union during the Cold War. End quote. Let's go back, just before that. Let's read what it says here. An interesting new development. Last week, the appellate court ruled against the ACLU, holding that the so-called torture report is not, in fact, an executive record and remains under congressional control, period, end quote. Well, seeing as how the appellate court is a part in cahoots with the criminals, I hardly think what their ruling is comes up to the standard of being credible or even significant. Well, it's significant in that they're covering up and conspiring with the criminals to get away with it. So the appellate court, whoever that may be, would that be a judge or several judges, like a panel of judges, like the Supreme Court thing or whatever? Let's see now. No. Fuck the appellate court. Let's see the damn report. Now. Can't emphasize that enough. It's ours. Belongs to us. It's our property. Anything the government does is ours. Anything that the government has, like a report, is ours. That's the way it is. That's the fact. That's true. That's end of discussion. It's our property. Let's have it. Oh. It's because it makes the criminals look like criminals. Wow. Gee, I'm sure I understand why they don't want us to have that report. Do you think? So how about this one? Fuck 'em. All right. Stop the machine for a second, and I'll be back in a flash. Oh, yeah. Reading from the same report. Let me see now. Where's the beginning of this sentence? Richard Burr, senator, who succeeded Feinstein, whoever, as chairman, has already asked the White House to return all copies of the report that Feinstein has distributed. Obama has thus far declined. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, I think we need a search warrant here, people. You know, search warrant. Search the White House. Get that thing. Evidence of a crime, by the way. You know, him keeping it a secret. And last week, so-and-so, I'm not even going to try to say the name because it's irrelevant. Anyway, reported that the CIA Inspector General had, quote, accidentally deleted, end quote, one of the copies and could no longer retrieve it. Wow. Yeah, that was an accident. Wink. Wink. I'm guessing that Inspector General should be held accountable criminally for his crimes of accidentally deleting something. It belongs to us. All the copies belong to us too, by the way. So he deleted a copy of our report and can't retrieve it. Oh, let me just say, if he accidentally did it, he's a fucking incompetent idiot and should not be in a government position at all. End of story on that. But oh, I just see something here interesting. I gotta read this. All of this has opened government groups profoundly worried that the torture report could ultimately be the first of its kind to vanish completely before anyone in the government even grapples with it, with the entirety of it. Subsequent administrations could now know more about UFOs in Roswell than what the CIA secret and sanctioned brutality. Whoa. What? I think trying to put the cat back in the bag, or trying to get the horse, you know, close the barn door, the horses have escaped. Right. Not gonna happen, people. I know about it. That means millions of other people know about it. I don't think you can hide this. I don't think you can cover this up. I don't think you can get away with this. We may never see the report, true, but we know it exists, and guess what? We know the criminals have it. Not gonna just slide out of history. We know about it. Ha! I bet you I could get a copy if I wanted it. Well, I'm sure somebody could. We need more Snowdens in the government working for us in every department, leaking everything that we need to know. I say a Snowden should be on every department, like I said. We should have a Snowden in the White House telling us what the fuck these bastards are doing. They should be immune from prosecution since he's doing our work. Hire him, send him up to the White House. This guy's going to be around the White House and listening in on all the conversations, because it's our house and we need to know what's going on there. We have a right to know. Not debatable, by the way, so don't argue with me on this. Well, you can argue amongst yourselves if you're that idiotic. If that, you know, you haven't got anything better to do than argue nonsense between yourselves, fine, go ahead. Just leave me out of it. Because I'm not stupid. You'll have to take my word for that. Well, you don't have to, but, you know, I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm not stupid. Case closed. All right, moving on to the next headline. Donald Trump.
Hi everyone, I'm Stephanie Tsai, and this is Yahoo News Now. Donald Trump makes it official, reaching the magic number of 1,237 delegates needed to clinch the Republican nomination for president, defying political odds and pushing out 16 other GOP candidates. Kristen Soltis Anderson is...
There you go. You heard it with your own ears. Let's see now. Where would I even begin? All right, first I'm going to say this. Personally, I think it's awesome. Donald Trump is like, I'm going to be a candidate nominee for president. I'm running for president. I'm going to be make America great again. Well, I've already read a lot about him and about his, and heard a lot of his own words spoken by him. I gotta tell you, I'm impressed. I mean, they kept telling us they were gonna stop him, they're gonna stop him. He's not gonna get the nomination. Well, maybe he won't get the nomination, but you know what? I'm thinking there'll be riots in this country if the Republicrats actually avoid naming him as the candidate, since how he's got the delegates. Apparently a lot of Americans voted for him in the primaries. So let me think. All right, what do I think of Mr. Trump? Tell you the truth, I've never cared for him personality-wise. He was kind of like, just didn't suit my aesthetic values when it came to people, when it comes to people of personality or celebrity on television. Which is where I've seen him and the only place I've seen him. I mean, up until recently, I thought, well, hey, he's a rich dude, he's on television. He likes to say you're fired and stuff. Just not really somebody I would pay attention to, because I never watched his show. Well, I caught glimpses of it from time to time. Anyway, So let's say, what can we say? Let me think. Trying to think of something to say about Donald Trump. Yeah, I haven't heard anything positive yet in my brain. Okay, well, maybe my brain will come up with something. Let me think. Donald Trump is a lunatic. From what he said, what I've heard him say, it's public record. It's not like a secret. He actually said it in public. But he said some pretty lunatic kind of ideas. And he's been compared to Hitler. And I've read the list of comparisons, and, you know, the list is... I'm not going to read the list for you here. But it's available. It's on the internet. You can find it. In more than one places, I'm sure. Oh, Hitler. Hitler said this, wanted this, did this. Then Trump. Trump said this, apparently believes this, and intends to do this. Same damn thing as Adolf Hitler. Whoa. You know, I'm sure we can compare Hitler to anyone and come up with a fairly decent comparison and suggest that it, you know, regular, normal, everyday human Americans can be compared to Hitler. I'm not sure I've ever been compared to Hitler, but I could see the possibility of that happening. Maybe I could even do it myself. I'll analyze my own similarities with Adolf, the bastard, animal, barbaric, crazy, insane psychopath. But don't think I need to do it. And somebody probably could do it if they wanted to, and I'd be fine. I'd like to see the report if they did, just so I could laugh at them, probably. But then again, I don't want to kill a whole bunch of people. I don't want to commit genocide. So anyway, does Donald Trump want to do something like Adolf Hitler? I think the comparisons there on the list that I read, I think the comparisons are obvious. I think anybody could figure out what those comparisons would be, unless you're just so blind by your own biases against reason and intelligence and, you know, the logical, the evidence and thinking and stuff. I mean, you have to be a freaking dumb as a rock not to see the comparisons. Duh. But Americans are weird. All right. I'm stalling. I'm trying to think of something to say about Donald Trump that's good or bad. All right, we'll just go with this. We'll go with this. I think it's interesting. I think it's really interesting. Probably one of the most interesting presidential races that I've seen in my lifetime. Maybe more exciting than Jimmy Carter and George McGovern. Who remembers George McGovern, by the way? I do. I'm guessing a lot of you folks don't remember him. In fact, maybe a lot of you weren't even born when he was around. We could compare him to... Maybe we could compare McGovern to Bernie Sanders? It wouldn't be fair to Mr. George McGovern. But I think that was when I was in college, and we kind of laughed at him a little. And then some of us actually took him seriously. But one of Mr. Govern's platforms when he was running for president was, well, I forget. I had it there for a second and I lost it. He suggested that every citizen in America get $3,000 a year as a basic stipend. In other words, the government would give everybody in the country $3,000 a year. I'm assuming he meant everyone, including 10-year-olds and, you know, 90-year-olds. They're like in a rest home, you know, slobbering and trying to remember their names. Oops, that was insensitive of me to say that. I can't take it back now, and I'm not going to edit it out, so there it is. That was one of his ideas, George McGovern. $3,000 to every party. Back then, back in the 60s, that was a lot of money, actually. But, you know, just so everybody could have a basic, decent standard of living. I know people who will be nameless that get $3,000 plus a month, let alone a year, and they're still having trouble making ends meet. Maybe they need a little lesson in economics and thrift, but or maybe there's really a problem in the economy in America. When you can't live on $3,000 a month, there's something wrong with the system. We won't even talk about my piddling little allowance of $495 a month, which didn't get a cost of living raise this year. Why? I don't know, because some insane person in the government says, yeah, prices didn't go up. Cost of living increase for this year alone should be, let's just say, 100%. Whatever you're getting in Social Security, if you're getting Social Security. But let's not be crazy here. All right, I got to get through this quickly. Time's running short on the program today. Well, let's just stop for a second. All right, quickly. Donald Trump wants to ban Muslims from entering America. Temporarily, at least. Maybe that's legit. Maybe. What else? Let me think. All right, before this segment ends, let me get this one in. Apparently, Donald Trump wants to make the military, the U.S. military, the strongest it's ever been, and the strongest in the world, or the biggest, or the most powerful. Why? Sounds like a lunatic to me. What else does he want to do or say he can do? By the way, a lot of things he says he wants to do or will do when he's president can't be done by him because there's no legal way for him to do it. I'm pretty sure Congress has to do that. But then again, lately... Government does whatever it wants, Congress or legal or whatever aside, they just, we're going to torture people. Right. So anyway, Donald Trump. I'm going to continue this in the next segment because I've run out of time. So we'll be talking to you here shortly again and continue this madness.